Holocaust Memorial Day was first held back in 2001, just over 10 years ago, with the aim of giving everyone a chance to learn lessons from the Holocaust, Nazi persecution, and indeed all the genocides that have come since. It's hoped that having a day set aside to remember genocides in places like Cambodia, Rwanda, Bosnia, will give society a chance to challenge the hate and persecution that still exists in the UK and across the world today. We're joined on the programme this morning now by Karen Pollock, who is Chief Executive of the HET, the Holocaust Education Trust, and by Ziggy Shipper, who is a Holocaust survivor. Good morning to the both of you and welcome to BBC Radio York.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Ziggy. Can I ask you about your experience of Holocaust? What actually happened to you?
Well, when I was about 9 years old, when the war started, Second World War started, within a very short time, yes, you know, Germany invaded Poland. And when the German troops came into our city, which was Łódź Lodz, everything changed straight away, you know, that like a Jewish child wasn't allowed to go back to school, a Jewish teacher wasn't allowed to teach, and so on. Lawyers, doctors, nobody was allowed to practice their professions, all because they were Jews.
And what happened to you in the end? What was your ultimate experience of the Holocaust, of Shoah?
Well, after 4 years in the ghetto in Łódź, then Auschwitz, Stutthof, Stolp, from one camp into the other. I was lucky that I went with a metal factory that I worked in the ghetto, and that's why I didn't stay long in Auschwitz. I stayed only about a few weeks. Had I stayed longer, I wouldn't have been here to tell the story. So somehow luck was always with me. So,
well, we are lucky to have you around to bear witness to what happened to you. Karen, can I bring you in at this point? Good morning.
Morning.
Why do you think this country has to have a Holocaust Memorial Day?
I think it's great that we do have a day to remember the Holocaust, the victims of the Holocaust, but also to pay tribute to survivors like Ziggy. The fact is, Ziggy would say this himself, he was one of the lucky ones. But the fact is, the story of the Holocaust is one of loss, one of destruction. And we often say that the Holocaust really shows you ultimately where racism, prejudice, anti-Semitism can lead. And today's an opportunity for us to reflect on that, pay our respects, and also recognise that, sadly, genocide didn't stop at the Holocaust.
So it is an ongoing thing. It is not simply a day to remember what happened to the Jews in the 1940s. It is to remember the other events, the Rwandas, the Bosnias, the Cambodias, and with the killing fields and everything that's happened since.
I think the tragedy of the Holocaust is that it tells you about man's inhumanity to man. And that's something that I think we can recognise since the Holocaust. Rwanda is a perfect example where you can see some, you know, similarities in terms of propaganda. But I think that the point about the Holocaust is the industrial nature, the systematic nature, something rather unprecedented. But of course, this is an opportunity. The theme this year is building bridges and communities together. It's about remembering those lost communities, but also an opportunity for communities to come together.
Ziggy, one of the seminal moments of my life will be what I did a few years ago. And I went with Karen's organisation, the Holocaust Educational Trust. I went with a group of Yorkshire school children to Auschwitz, the very place that you were held. What do you, as a Holocaust survivor, think about young people going back to the camps as they exist these days to see with their own eyes the very site where those appalling things happened to you and so many million more?
Well, you see, it's one of the most important things that I believe that young people should go. You know, it's all very well reading a book or watching a film or even listening to a Holocaust survivor. But going there, which I'm sure you know what it meant to you and what it means to the students. Every time I speak to students, and only a couple of days ago I spoke to some of them, and they said there are things that they can never forget. As long as they live, they'll remember that.
What does it mean to you then? Because we're quite clearly not going to forget. What does it mean to you as a survivor of the Holocaust that this, again, today is Holocaust Memorial Day?
It is very, very important. We should have a Holocaust Memorial Day. Thank God we've got one. And because it's not only, like Karen said before, we're not talking about the past. What about the present? What about the future? And that's what I tell young people.
Karen, just a final word from you. What effect do you think it can really have, the Holocaust Memorial Day? I know what effect it had on me, that Holocaust Education Trust journey to Auschwitz with those children. I don't suppose I'll ever be the same, and I'm absolutely certain they won't. The sound of the voice of the rabbi singing Kadesh, the prayer for the dead at the railhead at Auschwitz as the sun went down and it got colder and colder, probably one of the most moving, stirring things I'll ever, ever hear.
Well, you know, it's fantastic that you're able to join us and see the impression on the young people as well as have that memorable experience for yourself. But what does it mean? It means that we don't, you know, remembering the Holocaust and paying tribute and learning about that event, it's not just about today. It needs to happen all year round. And that's why the Holocaust Educational Trust works in schools and colleges on a daily basis, trying to raise awareness and keep that memory alive. But today is that opportunity to pay our respects. And that's what we want to do.
Karen, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this morning. And Ziggy, a great privilege to speak to you. Good to have you both on BBC Radio York.